Today's shiur is Masechta Chagiga Daf Ches. We will begin on Daf Ches Amud Aleph, the second line. Going back to a discussion that was brought up in the Mishnah on Daf Zayin Amud Beis, that according to Beis Hillel, one could bring the Shalmi Chagiga from Maisa Sheni. Amamar, so says the Gemara quotes what we learned in the Mishnah, the Beis Hillel Oimrim, Beis Hillel say we could bring the Karban Chagiga on the first day of Pesach, which, as we mentioned, it's not only on the first day of Pesach, it's throughout the Yontif, could be brought, says the Gemara, Amai Davish min a Meiser. It could be brought from the Meiser. Ask the Gemara, but Amai, why is that permitted? As we discussed extensively in our previous year, Davish HaBachayvihu, this is a carbon that we're obligated to bring. And we know that Allah is the Kol Davish B'chayva, that anything that we're obligated to bring, the Allah teaches us, may only be brought from Chulin money. And how can we therefore use the Maisa Sheni money to bring this carbon? Answers the Gemara, Amu Ula B'tayfel. Indeed, to use Maisa Sheni money exclusively for the carbon Chagiga would not be acceptable. The case here that we're discussing is to buy, and the Gemara is going to give us two different ways of understanding Teufel, where a person doesn't have enough, the person has to bring more than one carbon chagiga. He, Baruch Hashem, has a family that needs more than one animal to be able to fulfill its needs on Yontif. And since he has more than one family that needs to fulfill its needs on Yontif, he's going to bring more than one animal, so for carbon chagiga. Another question is, how does one fulfill that obligation? He could combine. If he doesn't have enough chulin money, he could do teufel. Now the Gemara discusses what does that mean. A machloikus Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan explains the Gemara. Chizki Amar, Chizki says the way teufel is accomplished is teuflim behema la behema, that you should bring one animal from chulin money, and the other animals that he's going to use for the carbon chagiga, he should use maisa money. Even though all the carbonists that he's bringing are a carbon chagiga, still holds Chizkiya that since he's fulfilling his obligation with his first animal, the primary obligation of bringing chagiga on Yontif is being fulfilled with the first animal, and that animal, the funds to purchase that animal come from chulin. So then the fact that the other animals are being brought for Maisa money is not an issue. But according to Chizkiya, one animal should be completely brought from chulin money. Because as we keep on learning, it's the way to bring the carbon is actually to bring chulin money. And since the way to bring the carbon is from chulin money, at least bring one carbon properly. And Chizkiya holds, Vein Teuflin, Maas Lamas. You can't combine Maisa money with Chulin money. That means I buy an animal. Every animal that I buy for Karmel Chagiga will be a combination of Chulin money and Maisa money until I will have used enough money to, of course, I will have used the prescribed amount of money that we've discussed at the beginning of the Masechta, but I didn't use it all on one animal. Every animal has in it a mixture, of Maisa money and Chulin money. That's what Rabbi Yochanan holds. Vein Teufel Behema Behema. But Rabbi Yochanan does not agree that one should mix animals. That means that, as we said by Chizkiya, that the first animal should be purely chulin money, and then that the other animals could be a mixture. And the Mefarshim, of course, try to explain what is the basis of their machlokes. It seems particularly based on the way Rashi and Tosfos, which really is based on a Yerushalmi, seem to learn that the machlokes goes back to what we discussed back at the beginning of the Masechta, the shiurim, the minimum amount of money that's supposed to be used for carbon. According to Chizkiya, there is no chiv deraisa, how much money has to be used. And since there's no chiyuv how much money to be used. So I could use one animal that's completely chulin money. And the fact that the other animals have no mice, have no chulin money in it is not troubling because there's no chiyuv midaraisa how much money I have to spend. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan holds that the mice money has to, that there's a requirement how much you have to spend. That means what the requirement, when it tells us how much we have to spend, is really saying that you have to make sure, really saying that you have to make sure that there's chulin money in every carbon. And since we have to make sure there's chulin money in every carbon, so that's why he holds that you should mix it together. That's the way to fulfill the mitzvah. So I saw that Rabbi Yosef Engel Zatzal in his Sefer Lekach Toiv has a beautiful way of explaining this Gemara. He says, in general, when one has to fulfill a mitzvah, there's always going to be the question of what takes precedence, quantity or quality. The question comes up by tzedaka. By tzedaka, a person is going to give $100 to the tzedaka. And the question is, what is the better way of fulfilling the mitzvah of tzedaka? Is it better to give 100 poor people each a dollar? Or is it better, which means quantity, or is it better to give one person $100? The Rambam is very clear in the explanation of the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos, that Paragimel Mishnah Tezvov, Hakol Fiyar Roiv HaMaisam, that the Rambam's opinion is that the more you do, the better it is. He takes quantity over quality, and therefore he paskins in the Shiloh that we just discussed. It's better to give 100 poor people $100 versus giving $100. So the Sefer Ateres, Yeshua, picking up on this concept of the Lekach Toiv, says that that's exactly the machloikus of Rabbi Yochanan and Chizki in our sugya. We're supposed to bring, preferably, of course, the carbon chagiga for maisa money. Now we have a question, the machloikus of Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan, regarding the individual who doesn't have enough chulin money and wants to bring the carbon for maisa money also. What does Chizki say? Chizki says we should take one animal from chulin money alone, and the other animals I could buy for maisa money. Rabbi Yochanan says that every animal should have in it a little chulin money. Says the Ateres Yeshua that according to Chizki, it's better that we should have at least one mitzvah perfectly versus doing many mitzvahs not perfectly. And that's why Chizki says, take one animal, that one animal will be purely maisa, will be purely chulin money, the way the mitzvah is supposed to be done. And then the fact that the other animals are brought only for maisa money won't be an issue. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, I'd rather you do each mitzvah not in the perfect manner, because every animal will have in it a combination of maisa money and chulin money, versus having one animal that's only chulin money, perfect, and the rest will not be the way they're supposed to be brought because they'll be purely maisa money. And Rabbi Yosef Engel, in that sefer, as he discusses the Shaila, quotes a Magen Avraham in that quotes a sefer chassidim. We know that on Shabbos, we're supposed to eat shalosh shudos. On Shabbos, we're supposed to eat three meals. What would be the halacha if you have an individual who doesn't have enough for three meals? And if he's going to divide the minimal amount of food that he has, he won't have really a full meal any time. If he's going to divide the food that he has between two meals, then each meal will have enough food to eat. But then he wouldn't have anything left for the shalosh shudos. What is better should he do? So the Sefer Chassidim says, he should eat two meals, that each meal has the right amount of food, and not eat a shalosh shudos. So he says, from here we see that it's better to do one mitzvah properly versus fulfilling more mitzvahs in an improper fashion. Similar to what we just explained was Chizki's opinion. The Rabbi Yosef Engel, however, says that that is not necessarily a perfect comparison. He says, because the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Tzadik Aleph is more lenient in many directions when we speak about the Shalosh Shudas. So since we see that the Halacha is more lenient when we speak about Shalosh Shudas, that's why the Sefer Chassidim over there was lenient. But it could be in other situations where we don't find that type of a leniency in the Halacha, we wouldn't necessarily paskin that way. Tanya Kavasi de Chizkia, so says the Gemara, Tanya Kavasi de Chizkia, and Tanya Kavasi de Rabbi Yochanan. We each are bringing, each one of them has a braisa supporting their approach. But the Achrayim explain that it is, even though as we just about to learn, that each one of these Amoraim brings a braisa that supports his opinion, we're not to understand that what the braisa really means to say that each braisa is also a question on the other opinion. That's not what's happening in the Gemara. Rather, what's happening in the Gemara is that each Amoira has a braisa that supports his opinion, but it could well be that the other opinion is also acceptable. So says the Gemara, Tanya Kavasi de Chizkiya, there's a braisa that supports Chizkiya's opinion, and Tanya Kavasi de Rabbi Yochanan, and there's a braisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. And explains the Gemara. Tanya Kavasi de Rabbi Yochanan, the braisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, says, the Pasuk says, regarding the chiv of bringing kabbonis on Chag HaShavuos, the Pasuk says, V'asisa Chag HaShavuos L'Hashem Elokecha, Misas Nidvas Yodecha, Ashatiten Kashi Varecha Hashem Elokecha. The Torah uses the word Misas. So says the Gemara, Misas means something that is yours. Because as I saw the Rishonim explain, Rashi says, the Pasuk uses the word Misas, which is the same word that's used for paying taxes, as the Pasuk says in the Megillah. V'yosu ha-melech ha-chashverish mas ala oretz v'yayam. And the taxes that we pay from Chulin. So we see that Misas represents Chulin. So according to that, Misas is similar to the word taxes. But there are others that explain that since the Pasuk says, Kashe v'rechecha, what does a Kadosh Baruch Hu mean? That a Kadosh Baruch Hu blesses us with Panasa. And the Pasuk is telling us that which we were blessed with, the panosa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed us with, our money, we should use for a carbon. So from here we learn, as we've been discussing, one has to bring his carbon from Chulin. Benayin, Shemrat Shal Arif, if somebody wants to combine Maas Chulin and Maas Meiser, it's acceptable. Ma'ariv, that is acceptable. Tamalaymer, kashiv recha Hashem elokecha. As long, says this braisa, as long as you have in the carbon you brought some chulin money, the halacha is that's acceptable. Now, of course, the question that Tosfos asks, that the Gemara Menachos says that the halacha is, as we've been discussing, that you can only bring kabbonis menachulin. So how do we understand now that you could bring from non-chulin money, that you could bring a combination? So the Rishonim already answer that this is actually a machloikus. And not everybody will agree that this opinion that you can make a combination only represents the opinion of Beis Hillel, not the opinion of Beis Shammai. But now says the Gemara, we have a braisa that supports Chizki's opinion. The Pasuk says, V'sisa Chag HaShavuos L'Hashem Elokecha Mises Nidvas Yodcha. Again, the word Mises Melamed Shebeim Yodam Melchasim Menachulin. We're supposed to use Chulin money to fulfill our obligation. B'Shamay says, Yom Rishon, whatever you bring on the first day Yontif Menachulin, Mikav Ve'elach on the other days of Yontif, where you've already fulfilled your obligation properly by having brought the carbon from chulin money, mina meiser. You could use meiser money for the other kabbonis. Clearly indicating that the first carbon has to be purely chulin money, the rest don't have to be. Vasila Amrim, achila rishoina, the first carbon that you eat on Yontif has to be mina chulin. Mikav eilech mina meiser. But the fact that according to Beis Shammai, according to Beis Hillel, the first has to be completely from chulin and the rest could be from meiser is an indication, like Chizkiyah said, that we need one carbon that's brought properly. So, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, in his Sefer Tam the Krah, explains why does this halacha that we're speaking about, the halacha how you bring a carbon, specifically taught by Shavuos more than any other carbonim. So he answers that, as we've discussed previously, the halacha tells us that on that Maaseh Sheni that we have in the years that we have Maaseh Sheni can be redeemed, and the money can be used by bringing up that money to Yerushalayim and buying with that money food. So all the other Yom Tovim, explains Reb Chaim, we're in Yerushalayim for a whole week. Since we're in Yerushalayim for a whole week, we have plenty of time to spend the Maaseh Sheni money. So we could understand the halacha is that because all these Yom Tovim, Pesach is the 7 days, we're in Yerushalayim, Sukkot and Shemini Atzeres were there for 8 days. So we'll use chula money on the first day Yontif, and the rest of the Yontif will have an opportunity to spend the Maaseh Sheni money that we brought with us to Yerushalayim. But Shavuos, as we know, in Eretz Yisrael, is only a one-day Yontif. Since it's a one-day Yontif, then that's why the halacha is, maybe the Torah is lenient and say, I know you're bringing Maaseh Sheni money, you only have 1 day to use it, so I'll let you use it to buy kabbanis. Teaches us the Torah that even under the circumstances that we just described, the halacha is that we have to use chulin money to bring kabbanis, not Maaseh Sheni money. So, as we just explained, the Torah, when it teaches this halacha, it teaches that by Shavuos. And again, as I mentioned, the Mefarshim all try to understand why is this halacha that specifically taught by Shavuos. So the Michos Halas explains that Talmidei Chachamim, Baruch Hashem, there are Talmidei Chachamim who are Torah v'Gedula b'makom echad, that they are big Talmidei Chachamim, and the Baruch Hashem wealthy. So a Talmud Chacham may make an argument that a wealthy person who's not a Talmud Chacham is obligated to support Talmid Chachamim. Since he himself is not a Talmud Chacham, the minimum he has to do is support people who are learning Torah. But if you have an individual, says the Michos Halazer, who is Baruch Hashem a Talmud Chacham on his own, even though he's wealthy, he may make an argument that I don't have to support Talmid Chachamim, I am myself a Talmid Chachamim. Tells us the Pasuk, V'sisu chag ha-shvus l'shem l'kecho. You should make shvus. Mises nidvas yotcha shetitein. Kashivrecha Hashem l'kecho. The Torah is teaching us that even though today is chag ha-shvus, and today is the yontif, where the yontif of Talmid Chachamim, still, the halacha is that you, the Talmud Chachamim, you who are the shvus person, Shavuos representing Talmid Chachamim, you are the Shavuos person, are not exempt from supporting Talmid Chachamim. And he actually says, the Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, says that Rav Chananya ben Trajan was sitting and learning Torah, and not only was sitting and learning Torah, Makal Kilos Barabim, he gathered together people with the Sefer Torah, Munach B'Chekoy, and he had to hold the Sefer Torah, and then the Gemara says he asked Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, "Manich lechaya olam haba? Will I be zochet lechaya olam haba? Will I be zochet olam haba?" And Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma responded, "Klum mas baliyotcha." He asked him, "Could you tell me if you did something right?" Amalei, Sir Rabbi Chananya ben Trajan answered, "Marshal Purim the schafli b'marshal tzedaka. I had tzedaka money and I had Purim money, and the two stacks of money got mixed up. And I gave all the money to Aniyim. Amalei mechalk chayechalki." And Rashi explains that since you were generous and you gave more stock than you were obligated to do, that is why you'll have Olam Haba. So says the Michos Halazer, Let's think about it. The Gemara just described Reb Chananya ben Tradyan was this great Talmud Chacham. Reb Chananya ben Tradyan was a person who sat and gave shiurim in Torah. Yet, Reb Yosef ben Kisma did not say that that's the reason he's going to have Olam Haba. Reb Yosef ben Kisma said the reason you're going to have Olam Haba is because you are giving tzedakah, and you gave tzedakah in a most generous fashion, teaching us that even if somebody, Baruch Hashem, is a great Talmud Chacham, that does not exempt him from having to have to give tzedakah. V'shaka Moshe Pesach, we learned in the Braisa, on the other days of Pesach, on Chol Hamoed, Adam Yotzei Chavasai, a person can fulfill his obligation, B'maisa Behema, because the entire purpose of bringing these kabbonis is to eat, to have meat, and therefore, as we've been explaining, Maiser Behem is here to eat, and therefore, it has to be brought as a Karban Shlomim, then we could eat, so he could fulfill his obligation that way. But ask the Gemara, why is this halacha only on Chol Hamoed? Ask the Gemara, B'yontif my tamaloi, why can't you do the same on Yontif, that you should be able to bring the Shalmei Simcha from Maiser Behema? Answers the Gemara, Amar of Ashi, the Ruma Asil Asur B'yontif. If the halach were that you could use Maisa Behema animals to fulfill your obligation of Simcha and Yontif, we need to be concerned. Dilma Asil Asur B'yontif, you may come to take the Maisa and Yontif, and the halach is Yashir Lasa B'yontif, one can't take Maisa and Yontif, Mishrim Sakarta. We know that the way Maisa Behema was done was that they took the animals, all the newborn animals of this year, and took him through a door, a narrow door, one animal by after the other animal. And then the 10th animal, they would put on it sakarta, a red paint, and that would be the animal that was designated for Maisa Behema. Of course, that may not be done on Yontif. In order to avoid that somebody, Chas V'Shalom, should not do so, the halacha is that you should not use Maisa Behema animals on Yontif to fulfill even the obligation of Shalmei Simcha. So Tosfos asks, why does the Gemara say that the concern is Sakarta? Isn't there a halacha that you're not allowed to be magdish an animal on Yontif? So if there's a halacha that you're not allowed to be magdish an animal on Yontif, that should be the reason that you're not allowed to take a Maisa Behema animal on Yontif for a carbon. So the simplest teretz to this question is that, of course, that is a good reason why you're not allowed to use Maisa Behema animals on Yontif. But the Isser to be magdish an animal on Yontif is only an Isser de Rabbanon. The Isser to paint the animal with that red mark is an Isser de Raisa. And that's why the Gemara preferred to mention that if you're going to take Maisa Behema on Yontif, you may be violating an Issa Daraisa versus saying that if you're going to take Maisa Behema on Yontif, you'll be over the Issa of being Magdish an animal Yontif, which is only an Issa Darabonim. But Tosfos says a different teretz. Tosfos says that there is no Issa to be Magdish an animal on Maisa Behema on Yontif because the animal that turns out to be the 10th animal is Kodesh Mi'Koro, which means is it's not that you're being magdish this animal now. If you take an animal that you own and you decide to use that animal as a carbon, when you first have to be magdish that animal, that is called an act of being magdish, which of course you're not allowed to do on Shabbos or Yontif. When you take the 10th animal, when you go through the procedure that we described, with the 10th animal going through the door, the animal's going through the door, and the 10th animal is the Maisa Behema, that means that that animal was always the 10th Maisa Behema animal. And since it was always the 10th animal, it's not considered that you did a Maisa Hegdish. And that's why it's not considered that you did a Maisa Hegdish in Yontif, and that's why the Gemara did not say that it's Osir. Another pshat that is Tosfos suggests, that when we learn that you're not allowed to be Magdish or Mafrish, Trumas, Maisris, on Shabbos or Yontif. So whenever we discuss that halacha, we know that the reason you're not allowed to do it is because Masakin. That means if we have a stack of produce from which we haven't taken off trumas and maestras, the halacha is that food is considered tevel. And the halacha is that tevel may not be eaten, may not even be eaten by a kohen. There's a serious issur in eating tevel. So when one removes the trumas and maestras, he's doing an act of tikkun. He's making something which wasn't edible, edible. The halacha is not that way when it comes to maaser behema. That we have a herd of animals from which maaser was not removed, and somebody eats that animal which maaser wasn't removed from, as one of the animals from the maaser wasn't removed, it's not considered that you ate something which is tevel. And therefore, the issa being magdish, the Tosfos wants to suggest, is only when you do an act of tikkun with your hafrosha. When there is no act of tikkun taking place with your hafrosha, the halacha may be different. Ask the Gemara, my mashma, but we keep on repeating that the word misas is coming to tell us that we're supposed to use chulin for our kabbonis, to fulfill our obligation. Ask the Gemara, my mashma, the high misness, lishna de chulin hu. Says the Gemara, the pasuk that we quoted earlier, the ksiv yosef hamelech achashverish mas al arts. We learned in the Mishnah, Yisrael yotzin yudei chavosam, Klai Yisrael could fulfill their obligation of Shalmi Simcha, Nedarim v'Nedavis, that during the year, people might have donated the Nedarim v'Nedavis, and now, when they come to Yerushalayim, to be Oil Regal, they fulfill those obligations. The animals, the Kabbonis that they're using to fulfill the obligation, and then if they're Karban Shlomim, from which they get a share of the meat, that meat could be used to fulfill the mitzvah Shalmi Simcha. And actually, as the Mishnah said, the Mishnah gave us a number of examples. According to this opinion, any carbon that you bring, that you get a share of the meat, that meat is meat that you can fulfill the obligation Shalmi Simcha. Tana Rabbanan, says the Gemara, the Braisa says, the Pasuk says, regarding Simcha Sukkos, V'samachta b'chagecha, l'rabbis kominei smachas. To teach us any way you fulfill Simcha, l'simcha zu. The halach is that ein yoitz the simcha ain't simcha el b'basar. As long as you're eating basar kachim, then you're fulfilling that obligation. Mikan amru chachamim Yisrael yoitzu de chavasim and the darim and the davis. Klai Yisrael could fulfill a regular Yisrael to fulfill this obligation with the darim and the davis or b'maisa behem as we just discussed. The kahanim get shears of the meat of the chatas and osham. The kahan gets the bechor, which he, if it's not a bal mum, is brought and treated like a carbon shlomim. Bechaz of a shaykh, we know that when a Yisrael brings a carbon shlomim, the chaz of a shaykh of that carbon shlomim is given to the kohen. Yochel, continues the braisa, that we would think that you fulfill your obligation, af, ba'oifis and menachas, that with bird kabonis, or menachas, bird kabonis means a carbon chatos, because a carbon oilus ha'oif is completely burnt. So there's no meat available to be eaten from it. But the oil sa'if is eaten by the Kohanim. So you would think that if a Kohen gets an oil sa'if, he could use that oil sa'if to fulfill his obligation of Shalmi Simcha, or a carbon mincha that is brought, you could fulfill your obligation of Shalmi Simcha. Tamalaymer says, the Gemara, the Pasuk says, V'samachta b'chagecha, misha chagiga ba'mehem. Only food, only animals, because a carbon chagiga is brought only from animals. Yotza, so that excludes oifas and menachas. Shein chagiga b'mehem, the carbon chagiga can only be brought from an animal. It cannot be brought from any other, from a bird, or certainly not a carbon mincha. Rashi Amar, the halacha that Shalmi Simcha you can't fulfill by bringing from oifas and menachas. We learn from the word v'samachta nafka. Yotza elu, says the Gemara, there is no simcha, ain't simcha ela b'basar. And therefore, if the purpose of eating the Shalmei Simcha is to achieve Simcha, Simcha could only be achieved with Basar. Rav Ashi, continues the Gemara, Hai b'chagecha my avdlei. According to Rav Ashi, that learns it from the word v'samachta, what will he do with the word b'chagecha? Answers the Gemara, who? He needs that for a different purpose. He needs it for what we learned, the Rechotanil bar Katina. Dom Rav Nil bar Katina, Rav, Menayin she'ein noisu noshim b'moyed. How do we know that one may not get married on Yontif? Shenemar, v'samachta b'chagecha, v'loy b'ishtecha. You only can get married you came get your samach b'chagecha v'loy b'ishtecha. And as we learned the Masech Tamayit Katan, the Gemara Masech Tamayit Katan taught us many explanations, many reasons why one may not get married on Yontif. One reason the Gemara suggested was Eima Arvin Simcha b'Simcha. We're not allowed to combine different Simchas. Another explanation is because if somebody's going to get married in Yontif, he's going to be busy with his wife and not busy with Simchas Yontif. And as we just learned, the Torah says, "B'samachta b'chagecha," there's a chiv to have Simchas Yontif. Another explanation is that preparing a wedding meal, involves much exertion, involves much tircha. And Chazal did not want us to be matriach ourselves on Yontif and Chol HaMoed. We've learned so extensively in Masech Tamayit Katan how even on Chol HaMoed, tircha is usur. And another reason the Gemara suggested was because of Bittul Pirah V'Rivya. Chazal were concerned that if people were allowed to get married in Yontif, people would push off getting married until Yontif. Because Yontif, we're not working anyway. Yontif, we have time to get married. And Chazal, of course, they want the people who are ready to get married, they're engaged and they're ready to get married, to push off the wedding, because there's a mitzvah per rivia. And therefore, Chazal said, Yom Tovim should not get married, wedding should not take place on Yontif. There's an interesting discussion. Our Gemara, we just explained, based on the Gemara Masechta Mayit Katan, that there are two separate reasons. Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha V'Samachta B'Chagecha V'Loi B'Ishtecha. And the Rishonim already discussed, how do we look at this? Do we look at these two reasons as one reason, or is it two separate reasons? What would be the nafkamina? If we say that Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha and V'Samachta B'Chagecha V'Loi B'Ishtecha are really one reason, so then it may be only also to get married on Yontif when there's a meal involved. But if there's no meal involved, it would be mutter. But if we say that these are two separate, independent issues, one is the issue of Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, and one is V'Samachta B'Chagecha V'Loi B'Ishtecha, what the halacha is telling us is two separate halachas. One is V'Samachta B'Chagecha V'Loi B'Ishtecha, that one may not get married in Yontif. Then there's another halacha of Eima Arvin B'Simcha B'Simcha. We're not allowed to have two Yontif feasts. And that's why Tosfos suggests in Masech Tamayit Katan that not only may you not make a wedding on Chol HaMoed, but you can't even make a Pinyan HaBen. Because a Pinyan HaBen, even though of course it's not a violation of a Samachta B'Chagecha V'Loi B'Ishtecha, but it's certainly a violation of Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. And if we're going to learn that Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha is Osur on Yontif, then we're not allowed to make a Pinyan HaBen Mis. The Yerushalmi learns that the halacha, that we know this halacha of Eima Arvin B'Simcha B'Simcha from the fact that Yaakov Avinu waited a week after he married Leah before marrying Rachel. And based on this Yerushalmi, there's some that suggest that there can't be two weddings in one day. The Smak disagrees, because the Smak says all we can learn from Yaakov Avinu is that a man can't marry two different wives on the same day. But if there are different people, different men and different women getting married, one wedding has nothing to do with the other wedding, and it's not a violation of Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. And in fact, the Rambam is even more lenient than the Smak. And the Rambam says that one man may marry more than one woman in one day. All that the Rambam says may not take place is that for every wife that this man marries in those times when people married multiple women, he has to make a separate week of Sheva Brachas separately for each wife. But getting married to one woman in one day, according to Rambam, would be mutter. The Sefer Chassidim, however, says that two siblings should not get married on the same day, because when you have two siblings from the same family getting married on the same day, so then all the family members have to attend both weddings. Since all the family members have to attend all the weddings, that is a violation of Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Says the Mishnah, Mi sheyesh lo ochel merubim. If you have many people, that are participating with you on Yontif. But he doesn't have the funds to buy many animals. So the halach is, maybe shlom merubim. The animals that he's going to buy for Yontif Kabanis should be primarily used for shlomim. Because as we've been discussing, when you bring a carbon shlomim, you get portion of meat. Voilus mortos, and don't use that money for carbon oila, because the carbon oila is completely brought on the mizbeach, and there's no meat left over. Nechasim rubim v'ochel matim. But let's say you have the other way around. You have Baruch Hashem, you're blessed with much money, but you don't have ochel matim. You don't have a lot of people to eat. Maybe oils merubim. So you should bring a carbon oila. Shlamim, and not bring carbon shlamim, because the halacha is that we have to be careful to make sure that the carbon shlamim or any carbon should not be left to become nicer. And if this person doesn't have a lot of money, he's going to end up, he doesn't have a lot of people to eat it, there's a real concern that the animal, that the carbonus will end up becoming shlamim. Says the Gemara, Zev Zev Mu'ut, says the Mishnah, if somebody doesn't have a large family, but he doesn't have a lot of nechassim either. Al zeh nemar regarding such an person, says the Mishnah at the beginning of the Masechta, he should bring oilus ri'iyah of ma'a kesef, and he should bring shal mechagiga of shtei kesef, the opinion of Beis Hillel. Zeh v'zeh merubim, if a person, Baruch Hashem, has a lot of people to participate with him, and Baruch Hashem, he could afford, he has nechassim merubim. Al zeh nemar regarding this individual, the Torah HaKadosh says, Ish kematnas yodoi kivirkas Hashem alakecha asher nosan lach. Shlomim rubim, says the Gemara, we just learned in the Mishnah that a person has nechasim mu'atim, so and oichlam rubim, he doesn't have a lot of money, but he has a lot of people, he should bring more shlomim. But ask the Gemara, if he's an individual that doesn't have a lot of money, shlomim rubim meheichim aisi, where will he bring the common shlomim from? Halesle, he doesn't have money, answers the Gemara. Amar of Chizda, going back to a concept that we've discussed at the beginning of a shir, you'll combine chulam money with meiser money, or maybe paragodl, and bring a big animal, and that animal will be used for your carbon. So here we see that in order to bring a carbon, you could combine chulam money and shlomim money. So this goes back to the machlokes that we discussed on Amar Aleph, the machloikis of Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan, regarding the individual who doesn't have much money, that the Mishnah said, that the Gemara said, we should do Teiflin, and we quoted the machloikis of Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan, how is Teiflin accomplished? According to Chizkiah, you have to bring one animal that's completely chula money, and the other animals could be maisa money. According to Rabbi Yochanan, we combine every animal to be somewhat chula money and somewhat maisa money, but we shouldn't have an animal that's purely maisa money and another animal that's purely chula money. And when we learned the Gemara on Amud Aleph, the Gemara quoted two brises. One brise supported the opinion of Chizkiah, and one brise supported the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Amalei Rav Sheshes, Hari Amru, Chacham said, Teiflin behema lebehema. We could bring an animal that's bought with mice of sheni money together with an animal, a mice of chula money. That means we combine the money. My kamalei, says the Gemara, what was Reb Sheshes meaning to say? Ilay macha kamalei, what he meant to say was, Teiflin behema lebehema, you can only have separate animals of lemos lemos, but we can't combine money. V'lemalei, if that's what he meant to say, so he should have said ain't teifel lemos lemos. Alach kamalei, amru af teifel behema lebehema. So why did you say that? The question that he asked them is, why are you saying that you combine the money? We don't have to combine the money. We could have one animal that's chulin and the other animals that's meiser. So Kaman, says the Gemara, the fact that he said, that Rav Sheshes said, that we could mix together money, and or we have either option, command, whose opinion is that? The Loike Chizkiah, the Loike Rav Yochanan. Because as we learned the Gemara in Amun Aleph, each one of them gave a different way of accomplishing Tiflin. And each one disagreed with the other one. Here, he's suggesting that either method is acceptable. V'chi tema, if you'll say that Rav Sheshe's opinion is that Meroyu the Pligi, indeed there's a machlokes chiskin Rabbi Yochanan, how to accomplish Tiflin, masnisin like Pligi, but the Braisa says that either approach is acceptable. V'oktani, but ask the Gemara, the Braisa says that when you're bringing Shlamei Chagiga for Maisa, Achil Rishonim and Achulin, the first animal should be Chulin, my Achil Rishonim. So isn't that mean that you could only have, that you could be Teiflin only the way Chizkiya said, one animal Chulin, the rest Meiser, not like Rav Sheshes is suggesting that you could combine? Says the Gemara, what Achil Rishonim meant was Shvir Demei Achil Rishonim and Achulin. What it means is that you should have money that has the amount, you should spend the amount of money that you need to, as we explained when we learned the Mishnah, going back to the first Mishnah in the Masechta, how much money you're supposed to spend on the animal. But never did, but not that it meant that you have to have an animal that's necessarily purely chulin. Amu ula amre shlokish. The pasuk says, v'chagoysim oysam chag l'Hashem, that we have to bring a karm chagiga on yontif. We learn from the word oysoy, that you have to bring a karm chagiga on the first day of Yontif. Says the Gemara, Hifish Eser Behemus Chagiga, sorry. If somebody designated 10 animals to fulfill this obligation, for Hikrav Chamish B'Yontif Rishon, and he brought 5 on the first day Yontif, Chayzim Akrav Chamish B'Yontif Sheni, he could bring more kabbonis on the other days of Yontif. Rabbi Yochanan says, Kivin, Shapasak, first, once he brought the 5 kabbonis on the first day Yontif, Shuv any makriv, he can't bring any more kabbonis on the other days of Yontif. And Rashi explains that the question here is a question about Tosef. And Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is that we know that the Torah says, as called Dov HaShanoichim Mitzavah Eschem, Oysoi Sishmeru Lasois, Loisoisif Alov, Loisigrimenu, there's an issue about Tosef, we're not allowed to add, we're not allowed to deduct from the mitzvahs. So therefore, the Torah is teaching us that if you brought the Karmen Chagiga on the first, Rabbi Yochanan says, if you brought the Karmen Chagiga on the first day Yontif, so you already fulfilled that obligation. And if you do it on the, if you bring more on the other days, that's going to be a violation of the Isser Baal Tosef. But even Rabbi Yochanan will agree that if you brought more than one animal for your Shalm Chagiga on the first day Yontif, that would not be a violation of Baal Tosef. Amr of Abba, v'loy pligi. There's really no machloikus. Kan, this that Rabbi Yochanan said you can't bring any more kabbonis on the other days of Yontif is bestam, where you brought a carbon shalmi chagiga on the first day Yontif. So now you can't continue bringing a carbon on the other days Yontif. It's a violation of Baal Tosef. Kan b'mefarish. If you want, but if you said, I'm going to bring all these animals as a carbon chagiga, and then you have leftovers. So it's only a makeup. You're only making up what the animals that you couldn't bring on the first day for whatever reason, you'll be able to bring on the other days. That is not a violation of Baal Tosef. Ask the Gemara, Haistam Hechidami. Ilaim Delekashos B'Yom Likarov. If the time ran out, Kabbonis could only be brought by day, and there was no longer any time to bring the carbon by day. Says the Gemara, Hai Delekravinu, if that's the case, the reason they weren't brought on the first day, the Delekashos B'Yom, there was no time left over that day. Elo, it must be that he Lesley Eichlim. He didn't have enough people to consume the meat of those Shalmi Chagiga. So if that's the case, Hai Delekravinu, that's that they weren't brought on the first day, the Lesley Eichlim. So, of course, he wanted to bring them on the first day. Why would he not be allowed to bring them? So he wanted to do what's right. And we just said if he wanted to do what's right and then the clock ran out, he should be allowed to bring another day. Lo tzricha, says the Gemara, the way we have to explain where does Rabbi Yochanan say that you can't bring the carbon on the other days is a situation, ikashos b'yoyim. He did have time to bring the other kabbonis. Vis le'yochlem, and there were people that could have eaten this carbon. Mid the kamalai krevinu, if he didn't bring the carbon as he was supposed to on the first day of Yontif, Shmamino Shiru Shiranu. That means he wanted to bring the carbon not just on the first day. He wanted to bring the kabbonis on the other days as well. And since that would be a violation of Baal Tosef, he may not do so. Says the Gemara, Hachinami Mistabra, it makes sense to explain that that's what Rabbi Yochanan meant to say. The Chiasa Ravin, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he said over in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan lived in Eretz Yisrael, and Ravin would often go from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael to learn by Rabbi Yochanan, and then come back to Chutz Laaretz and repeat what he heard from Rabbi Yochanan. Hifresh es behem slecha gigosai. Vikrav chamesh biyantav rishon. Chozer makrav chamesh biyantav sheni. But ask the Gemara, kashan adadi. We just said, Rabbi Yochanan says, that you, if you didn't bring it on the first day, you may not bring any more kabbonis on the other days. Elav shmami. No, how do we have to explain, to reconcile Rabbi Yochanan's opinion? Kan b'stam, v'kan b'mefarish. When he said stam, and he could have brought them all on the first day, bringing them any other day is a violation of Baal Tosef. If he up front says that I'm going to bring some on the first day and some on other days, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that that's permissible. It benami, and says the Gemara, so that we learn, Amar Rav Shaman bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, loy shanu, that you can't only bring the Kabban Sham Chagiga on the first day Yontif, ishloy gomer, that was not your decision when you designated him a Kabban. Aval, Gomar, Chayza Makrav. Then you can bring the Karban Sham Chagiga, even according to Rabbi Yochanan on the other days Yontif. My Gomar, what does that mean? Ilayma, Gomar Kabanoisov, that he brought all the animals that he designated. So my Makrav, what does Makrav have to, why do you have to be Makrav? You used up all your animals. Elo, Shloy Gomar Hayoim, Ava Gomar Hayoim, that the day did not finish before he could bring all his Kabanis, but Gomer Hayoim, if the day ended and he didn't have the opportunity to bring all the kabbonis that he had designated, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that Chayzer Makriv, he could bring the balance of the kabbonis on the other days of Yontif.